Notes of Titles. I am your co-host, DDP, alongside my co-host, Jared Gray, a.k.a. Boomer. How are we doing today with a special edition on a Monday morning?
I'm great, man. It's Monday mayhem. I'm ready for this.
We got since it's Monday, it's Monday Mac edition. We're going to dive into the Mac and highlight some teams and go through the ups and downs. And then we might have a little special thing at the end for you. Throw up some things that we can debate about, some quarterbacks and running backs that we've seen on Twitter lately, man. These rankings are driving us too wild. But we're just going to dive right into this Mac. You know, Mac East first. We're going to start out with Miami of Ohio. 7-6 last year. Head coach Chuck Martin. I mean, it's not a
not
lot.
A bad first year.
No, not a bad first year. Not a bad first year at all. I mean, 5-3 in the conference, right? Not bad.
Yep.
Quarterback Brett Gabbert, younger brother of Blaine Gabbert, as we discussed a little earlier. He was 59.5% completion, 2,648 yards, 26 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I mean, I like those numbers. Those aren't bad.
That's
numbers.
Really good numbers. I mean, especially for who's his wide receivers? He got one dude really, you know, and
yeah,
Max Hippenhammer, which I love that name. Hippenhammer,
love
like,
it. Love it.
5'11", 186 pounds, 48 receptions, 786 yards, 5 touchdowns, 16 yards per catch. You know, we about that life. So
yeah, we love that.
I think you see a big step up from Brett. I mean, who knows? Find me how they be churning dudes out. So
yeah. Can we say maybe 3,100 yards, possibly 30 touchdowns?
Yeah, 100%.
That should create a little bit of buzz for him. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, defense was pretty stout. I mean, they lost 7 key players on defense last year. I mean, but they only let up 22 points per game, which was pretty decent in the MAC conference. You know, I have a highlight on the board as one of the highlight games in the MAC, October 8th against Kent State. I mean, That could be pretty much the title game. Those two teams.
Oh, I agree.
Duke it out.
Yeah,
again,
100%.
You know? So, why don't you run us into Kent State since we're already talking?
We'll
about
go straight into Kent State. Sean Lewis, 33 points per game on his offense, allowed 40 sacks. Quarterbacks, Colin Shalee, 70%. That's, I mean, giving small sample size here, 238 yards, 1 touchdown. Crum was a good quarterback for them, so that's a loss.
Right.
Marquez Cooper, 5'6", 185 pounds, 241 attempts, 1,200 yards, 5 yards per catch, 11 touchdowns. Life.
Solid.
Dante, group. Say again?
It's solid back.
Yeah, yeah, really, really solid back. 1,200 yards, you know, 5 yards per carry, that's pretty solid, dude. Wide receiver Dante Cephas, 6'1", 180 pounds, 82 receptions, 1,240 yards. 15 yards per catch, 9 touchdowns. Those are baller numbers. Are baller numbers.
What I do like about the quarterback there, Shaley, is he's more of a mobile quarterback. So consider Crum. Crum was more of a pocket guy. So that could help my boy Cephas on those broken plays. He got that big 15 point, whatever it is, yards per catch. So that's definitely going to help him.
Yeah, on the defensive side, I got Nico Bolden. Safety, 86 tackles, 6'3". That's a tall safety, bro. He got 48 solo tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions. I mean, those are good numbers. I don't care for any, you know, where you're at. Those are really solid numbers for a safety. So,
that
I wish you got
putrid.
Bowling Green.
Well, that defense was putrid, though. Putrid.
Yeah.
What was it, like 205 per game?
Yeah, they were
rushing.
Yeah, they're not phenomenal. I mean, the whole Mid-American Conference is a little rough on the defensive side. So,
yeah, they allowed a lot of points. But we'll jump right into Bowling Green. You know, Bowling Green was 4-8 overall. I mean, I guess it can only get better. My thing is head coach Scott. Now, how would you say this? Is it Laffer? I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Loeffler?
Loeffler?
Yeah. He's 7-22 overall there. I mean,
yeah, bro, he outhouse candidate.
I was going to say he's got to be an outhouse candidate. And he's walking to it. You know what I mean? It's
crazy. I mean, we've had people go undefeated at Bowling Green, you know, and we've had guys that, you know, do really well at Bowling Green, and they were worse in the conference in basically every category. Nah, bro. I mean, they better do something this year. They, like you said, they got 17 returning starters. So,
is it a possible breakout for them? Is it a possibility? Can we kick this? This
can only go up, bro. Can only go up from 7-22 the last couple of years. So
I guess so. I mean, Matt McDonald, at quarterback, he was 60%. He threw for 2,500 yards, 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. I'd like to see that a little bit better. I like this guy as a sleeper tight end. Christian Sims, 6'4", 225 pounds. He had 41 receptions, 418 yards, 2 touchdowns, 10.2 yards per catch. That's not bad. Running back Terrion Stewart, 5'9", 216. That's right there. He's a little small in height, but he got that weight. He had 70 attempts, 412 yards, 5.9 yards per carry, 5 touchdowns. I mean, nothing that's eye-popping, but pretty decent, you know, key players on that offensive side. And then on the defense, like we said, the defense in the MAC is just bad. 36 points per game, 187.8 rush yards per game. They got two guys I liked. I highlighted it was linebacker Darren Anders, 6 foot, 235 pounds. He had 124 tackles, 9.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks and a pick. That's big boy numbers, you know? And then cornerback Davian Ferguson, 5'10", 190 pounds, 68 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and 4 pass defense. Jared, what do you think about those two guys?
Honestly, I really like Ferguson, man. 68 tackles, 8 tackles for loss. You can't gripe about it. For a cornerback at that, I mean, those are linebacker numbers, to be honest with you. So, and I get what conference you're in and stuff like that, but I really like Anders. I think he's prototypical size. You know, I give these a little short, 6 foot, but 235, 124 tackles. I mean, you're getting around.
Yes,
I mean, those are JOK numbers, bro. So
he almost had 10 tackles for a loss, man. And he gets sacked. So dude's grinding. He's back there all the time, you know?
Yeah, he's a baller, dude. He really is. I think he's going to be more of like a hybrid safety nickelback guy if he goes pro. So really, really solid numbers, though.
Absolutely.
All right, Ohio, we got 3-9, lowest since 03, 22.6 points per game. That's not really loving. Tim Albin, you know, new dude. Quarterback's Curtis Rook. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I wrote the wrong name for the running back.
Curtis Rook. We got a 65%, 1,800 yards, 11 to 7 TD interception ratio, 327 rush yards, kind of just okay numbers. You know, Ohio is just one of those teams, just not like super impressive. They are bringing 9 starters back on the defense. So
yeah.
27.9 points per game. I mean, there's other teams averaging like, I mean, that's really not that bad. You know, we're defensively, that's probably the only reason they've been, you know, in games, to be honest with you. You got Clannon Blauser, 6'1", 220, 86 tackles, 10 sacks for loss, 2 sacks. How do you feel about Blauser?
I like Blauser. I feel those numbers should go up this year. He could probably hit the century mark in tackles. I'd like to see a little more sacks, but he hits a century mark in tackles, keeps that tackles for loss in the double digits, and his name will create a little bit of buzz. It's hard for these guys though in the conference they're in, you know what I mean? Because it's every offense is high powered, pretty much. They just just shoot them out, you know, just it's run and gun and let it fly. But that offense is gonna struggle. They lost what's his face? DeMonte Tuggle at running back, and now they have O'Shane Allison. I don't know. I really don't know that. Blauser
yeah, that I mean, only average almost 4 yards a carry, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, it was like I said, it was a small sample size. Tuggle was their workhorse last year, so it'll be interesting to see. 3-9 was the lowest that was the worst record they had since 03, and they only scored 22 points per game. So I mean, I really don't know. My expectations is probably about the same. It's sad to say, but I feel it'll probably be around the same, maybe 4-8.
Yeah.
Speaking of 4-8, let's just roll right into Buffalo here, and head coach Maurice Linguist, you know. The quarterback room is kind of up in the air. They got the transfer from Rutgers, Cole Schneider. And then Matt Myers was there last year. He was 54.4 completions is really not that good. 700 yards, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks. You will always tell him when your picks are higher than your touchdowns, you're a candidate for outhouse, correct?
Always in the outhouse, bro.
You know what I mean? So I do like wide receiver Bobby Curry, 6'2", 211 pounds. He's a transfer from Arizona. He had a small sample size last year. Obviously, there was guys in front of him. He had 21 receptions for 233 yards, 11.1 yards per catch, 3 touchdowns. I like the 11.1. You know, it was a small sample size, so we'll see. They do have a little bit of a dog here at running back in Ron Cook Jr., 5'9", 190, 88 attempts for 440 yards, 3 touchdowns, 5 yards per carry. I've heard out of camp that he is going to be a workhorse this year. What are your thoughts on Ron Cook? I know you love running backs.
Yeah, I think running back is probably one of my favorite positions. With Cook, you know, 5'9", 190, 88, 440. It's, you know me, my threshold for running backs is the 5 yards per carry. He's dead at 5 yards per carry. So in any aspect, I just think it's something you have to look at. And I think that he's got a good chance to step up. Not, you know, I think he's going to at least double that and probably even get to 210. So, if not more.
1,000 yards?
So we'll
see.
1,000 yards? I mean, at 200 attempts.
Got to be close.
We'll go 99. Yeah, it's going to be close. It's going to be real close. I mean, 990 to 1,000. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's not bad. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, this next guy I'm about to talk about on defense, you all going to hear about him by the end of this year. You will hear about James Patterson, okay? 6'4", 230 pounds. He had 114 tackles last year, 12 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, and an interception. He was All-MAC selection in 2021. He's going to be an All-MAC selection in 2022. He is probably the best defensive player in the MAC, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree.
He's a dog.
I agree.
And it's the division he's in, the MAC, doesn't allow him to get as much publicity, hype, or whatever. You would have put that guy on, say, Michigan, Ohio State. Oh, boy, those numbers are going to blow up.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like it. 114 tackles. I think he gets to 125, 130, to be honest with you. And like you said, if you're talking about being on a defense that actually has to face the run a lot, you know, you're not going to face a ton of the run in the Mid-American Conference. So I'm with you on that, with the exception of one dude. So, I mean, we'll get to him later.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You can take on, you know, good old Akron.
So Akron brought in Joe Moorhead as their head coach. And he had such a short stint, you know, at Mississippi State, you know, when he came there as their offensive coordinator and whatnot. So I like Joe Moorhead overall. I mean, Akron's got low expectations, so he might be there for a little bit.
The only thing out of Joe Akron undercover was LeBron James.
Yeah. you're right. Nothing. I mean, the zips, bro. Joe undercuffler. Interesting. So 54%, you know, 8-7. He's just above that threshold of, you know, the outhouse because he's 8-7. Yes, come sir. From University of Albany. I like DJ Irons personally as their other quarterback. 892 yards, 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 65%, and had 130 yards rushing. That's my vote for their quarterback. I think you're on the same page with me on that. So
yeah, I like Irons. He didn't have much to throw to last year either, but they're going to help him out this year.
Running back Cam Wiley coming over from Minnesota. Watch out. I mean, Wiley was, you know, really, really solid recruit. So I can see him doing something at Akron because it's definitely a downgrade, you know, but who knows, dude. I like Cam Wiley.
You got the temps.
Shockey Jacquez Lewis as their wide receiver, 6 foot, 190 pounds, small sample size, 10 yards per catch, though. Only had 1 touchdown in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, listen, bro, you're undershining, you know, at Pittsburgh with the receiving core they had anyway. So, interesting transfer there, to be honest.
Well, you know what they say, you know, big fish in a small pond or a small fish in a big pond. So, he went from the big pond to the small pond, and he's going to become a big fish, you know.
he could be the dude there. I mean, that's, and I think that's why, you know, we obviously put him in the notes. So, you did this to me because I love to see you pronounce this dude's Bubba Arslanian. I could be wrong, but Bubba Arslanian, I think that's what it is.
I think you got that, to be honest with you.
He's injured 4 games, 5'9", 207 pounds, 43 tackles, 19 solos, and 2 tackles for loss. Again, extremely small sample size with injury. We'll see what he's got.
That's like 10 tackles per game, though. He only played 4. So
yeah, I mean, that's getting it. So
you know what I mean? He's in there. He's in there like Superman, yeah. So
Those are big numbers, especially when you're talking about being solos and 2 tackles for loss, because you're averaging, you know, half tackle for loss every game. So,
yes, sir.
Jalen Keeley or Kelly Powell, 6'180", 73 tackles, 33 solos, 1 tackle for loss, a sack, an interception, forced fumble, pass deflection. I mean, kids everywhere. So he's got one everything, it seems like, which I think they're going to need on that team anyway.
I agree.
That's all we got for Akron. What you got for Northern Illinois?
All right. So Northern Illinois brings us over to the west side. West side. So they were 9-5, 16-2 in the conference. They defeated last year, you know, some big teams. Georgia Tech, Toledo, and Kent State for the title. You know what I mean? They averaged almost 33 points per game. Head coach Thomas Hammack, you know, brought them to a title. So it's hopefully they can repeat, if not be close to, you know, right there in game for the ship. But I like this name. It's just, I wonder if there's any bloodline relation. Quarterback Rocky Lombardi. You know, that doesn't that scream football to you, Boomer?
Always. I mean, is it the greatest name in football?
I would assume. If not, it's got to be top three. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got the younger Coach Lombardi, you know, and everybody talks really good things about him. Listen, you name Lombardi, you better be a football player.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he was 58.3%, which we're not big on that, but he had 2,657 yards, 15 touchdowns, 8 picks. Those are decent numbers. You know, wide receiver Trayvon Rudolph, 5'10", 170 pounds, 51 receptions, 892 yards, 7 TDs, 17.5 yards per catch. I eat that up. I love it. Running back Harrison Whaley.
Yeah, really solid numbers.
Yo, absolutely. Running back Harrison Whaley, 5'10", 180 pounds. He had 101 attempts for 574 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 5.7 yards per carry. That's right over your threshold. So what do you feel about Whaley? What are your thoughts there?
Dude, I love it. I mean 5.7.4 yards, you know. It's pretty easy when you've got 101 attempts, pretty easy to do the math there.
Yeah.
So, but even for his size, those are really, really solid numbers. And I mean, even only having 100 carries to do that, I think you're gonna see a lot out of him. I think you're gonna see a lot more balance. I mean, Northern Illinois is really a solid team. They always have been. You know, remember when they had Derek or Little Wolf back in the day? So
yes, I remember. Wow, it's been a while.
So I've always been a fan of Northern Illinois because of it. So
now, I like to see Lombardi get above 60, 61, but that defense needs a little bit of work. They got 11 returning starters. They allowed 33.7 points per game. This is I do not like this stat right here. 38 plays at 30 plus yards. That has to get cut at least in half.
Yeah, you gotta stop getting beat deep, bro. Like,
yeah.
Let's be real. I mean, what team ever brings 11 starters back though? I mean, not that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's 11 starters that let up that money bond points and big plays. So someone better turn around. And I think this gentleman can be the leader of that defensive core. Linebacker Nick Ratton, 6'2", 227 pounds. He had 70 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, a sack, a pass defense, and a fumble recovery. Get that man over a century. Yeah, get him to 100 tackles and maybe double the tackle for loss. That could, you know, there's your leader on defense right there, my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I really like him. I think he's a real deal. I like Ratton. I mean, I just don't see anything bad with him personally.
No, so. He's an all-around ball player. What do you got for me with Toledo? Talk to me.
Man, I've been a Toledo guy. Like, I just love them in general. They've farmed out some really good players, too. I mean, you know, recently Kareem Hunt, you know, being a guy from there. Just a really good thing. Head coach Jason Candle. They got quarterback Daquan Finn. Again, in that under 60% range, I don't love it. 57.6, 2,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, so only two interceptions, but had 500 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns. So he's got a lot of talent. He's athletic. So we will see what he's about for sure. Then we got wide receiver Devin Maddox, short dude, 5'9". He's my height. We short. 170, 41 receptions, 567 yards, 13 yards per catch. We love that 13.8, 4 touchdowns. Micah Kelly, 5'9", 195. So he's pushing 200. 59 attempts, 314 yards. Small sample size, but he's above the 5 yards per carry. 3 touchdowns. He replaced Brian Kobach. I mean, that's a tough replacement. But he still had a pretty good sample size considering Kobach was a lead guy last year. So for defense, it is
small. He's like a little bowling ball, 5'9" to a 215. That's like a little bowling ball bouncing around out there. I wonder what his broken tackles were last year. I have to look that up.
Oh, that's smashing though. I mean, it's get out of that dude's way. Max and Hook on their defensive side, 6 foot, 200 pounds, 96 tackles, 39 solo, 1 sack, 3 pass deflections. Really pretty solid for a safety, but dude, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Max and Hook. I think he'll be a name you'll hear about back in the drafts, you know, late this year. I feel he'll get over 100 tackles. You might see the sacks climb a little bit, and he'll probably get a couple picks. I mean, he's sticky hands. He just knocks him away, so we'll see what happens.
What do you got for Central Michigan?
All right, 9-4, you know, head coach Jim McElwain. I mean, he had a dog last year. I'm not going to just – I'll talk about Daniel Richards in a second. Lou Nichols was a dog. You're a running backs guy. I don't want to steal your thunder. So you talk about Lou. You love Lou.
Bro, Lou Nichols is an absolute stud. I mean, and can you imagine the press he would be getting if he was somewhere else? Joe, Lou Nichols, 5'10", 220 pounds. You know he's like – he's not really under the radar, but because he's not in Power 5, he's under the radar. But he's still on number one, you know, dude. 1,848 yards, 5 yards of carry, 16 touchdowns, 40 receptions, 338 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he led the entire FBS in rushing, 1,848 yards. So, now he's getting the carries, though. 340 carries, bro, that's a ton of carries.
I agree.
And their offense line isn't, you know, stacked by any means. So,
all right.
It's all him. He's a dude.
I got a question. Yep. It's all over Twitter. I hear from all my guys, the guys I talk to and follow with between, you know, my buddy Kevin at Dev Royale and Brandon at Debbie Deep Dive and all those guys. They're great. Knowledge, man. They're just spewing it out. But they all say, they were all, Will Shipley over Lou Nichols. What are your thoughts?
Coming out of high school for sure.
No, right now, in drafts, if they were drafting or making a trade, they would try to trade. Well, trade Lou for Shipley in a little bit, or if they were drafting, they're drafting Shipley over Lou. What are your thoughts there?
Because of where, you know, honestly, I get it. I mean, I 100% get it, right? Because the offense can be tailored to Will Shipley because I don't trust his quarterback.
Right.
But Lou Nichols is the guy. So,
He's shown us what he can do, and that's dog status. He's giving you big dog numbers, over 300, almost 2,000 yards rushing. I see it a lot, so that's why I figured I'd ask you. You're the running back, man.
But they're running the wheels off of him, and that's the only problem with Lou. You know, I love Lou Nichols, but, I mean, Legs can only handle so much, dude. Does he get another 300 carries this year? I mean, that's 650 carries, you know, in 2 years.
670 carries in 2 years, and then what? Did another 600 in his 2 years in NFL?
I mean, yeah, but
I'm not comparing.
I mean,
we
really compared Lou to Jonathan Taylor.
I'm just saying. I mean, Wisconsin and then in the division he and Jonathan Taylor was in is different than the Mac. Okay, I'm with you. But I've also said to Coach plenty of times, Jonathan Taylor got some layups, dude. I'm talking finger rolls.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm not comparing them. I'm just saying.
You know, for me, for Devy, who I'm taking, if I were to play points this year, I'm probably still taking. I think they're going to stack the box against them this year. So we will, because they saw so much of it last year. I think you might see a little more quarterback play out of Daniel Richardson, you know. So I can see his numbers blooming a little bit because of that. I think they're going to stack the box against him. And why wouldn't you?
That's a perfect segue into Daniel Richardson, who was 60.4% completions. He had 2,600 yards passing. These numbers are great right here. 24 touchdowns, 6 picks. I'm with you. I love it. You get that to 30, keep it under 10, get to 3,000 yards. I'm with you. And then he's got a target, man. I like this kid. Double D, Dallas Dixon, 6'1", 200 pounds. He had 45 receptions for just over 700 yards, 8 touchdowns. The number is huge, 15.6 yards per catch. I mean, that improves. If you're saying they're going to take a step forward in the passing game, you might want to write down Daniel Dixon's name right now for your draft slate, because that's a sleep wide receiver that can put you over the top, man. And he might be a guy in the drafts. I don't know. Like, you know, I know that Mike Dirty Jobs was a big fan of Ontario Drummond in the back half of drafts. And he didn't get drafted, but he was signed quickly to Dallas as an undrafted free agent day one. So,
yeah,
you could see Double D doing the same thing, or you could go 6-7 rounds. So it's something to watch out for.
I agree.
Now, that defense, not bad. 25.8 points per game. That's kind of low for the Mac, in my opinion. That's pretty good. But this number is not. These numbers here, these kill me. 21 plays of over 40 yards, that is terrible. That has to stop. You can't have that. You're getting beat deep. You guys are just sleeping back there.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, they got a dog at linebacker in Kyle Marotti, 6 foot, 230. He had 48 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 1 sack. I'm not sure that he played the whole season. I think he missed a few games, but those numbers aren't bad at all.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
What do you got for me with Western Michigan?
Western Michigan. Okay, I like Western Michigan, man, overall. Head coach Tim Lester allowed, you know, 32.5 points per game. That's really not bad. They went 8-5 last year. They lost their quarterback, Caleb Ellaby. Sky Moore, which is obviously a massive loss. Jalen Moore. And 3 offensive linemen. That's a lot of loss, bro. I mean, honestly. They got Jack Solopek, 6'1", 185 sophomore. He had a redshirt last year. I don't know if he's the guy. Then we got Stone Hollenbeck, 6'3", 208, transfer from Bama. 5,700 yards, 70 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Let's be real. He's the dude. He's going to be the All right, let's just be honest here. Like, when you throw 70 touchdowns, come on, bro. Like,
he got out of Bama because he wasn't playing, bro. He knew he saw homeboy.
And he ain't gonna play. Yeah. I mean, Bryce is too young, so that's another year. They brought in, you know, a top tier guy and, you know, recruiting. Yeah, yes, bro, I'm gone too. But that's the thing is, if you don't think you can compete at Alabama, then you shouldn't go there anyway. So, because it's just loaded with 5 stars.
Well, and he was only, I believe, a 2-star coming out 24/7. I think ESPN had him at 3-star. But
yeah, it's really interesting that he actually went there, to be honest with you. I remember when him going there, but I think they were a little low on the their depth.
Yeah,
and I
agree.
That's why he went there.
I agree.
He's the guy. You know, they got you keep doing this, Hrabowski.
I don't even know how to say that first name.
Marion. I'm going to go with Marion.
Yeah.
Hrabowski. I don't – this is the crazy one of the craziest.
I think it's a silent H. I just say
Hrabowski.
Yeah.
Hrabowski. I can understand that. 6'2", 230. Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this right now. That dude needs to convert to tight end right now. Just do it. 6'2", 230.
He ran one me through.
Yeah. So, 21 attempts for 121 yards. Yeah, you need to – go over here, bro.
Yeah. Put that hand down.
Hey, so running back Sean Tyler, 5'8", 185 pounds, 178 attempts, 1,100 yards. That's ridiculous, bro.
Toting
that's
that rock,
ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
So six and a half yards to carry, nine touchdowns. And honestly, it could have been more. I mean,
look what this boy got.
The real deal.
Boy, you know, then we got then,
yeah, he, I mean, then you got the other running back who's 6'1", 235. That's a bowling ball. 185 attempts, 836, 4.5 yards carry. Dude, if you're that big, averaging 4.5 yards a carry, yeah. We got a little thunder and lightning going on here. 10 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 9 touchdowns. One's a scat back. One's, you know, the
banger,
the rock. Dude, 235 pounds is a big boy at running back.
It's like Brandon Jacobs running at you, dude.
Yeah, bro.
That's some
stuff right there. So I think they're going to heavily rely on the run game because they lost so much. So we'll see, you know, with Hollenbach coming in.
He
could easily throw the ball plenty.
Throw it to my boy Crohn's.
Yeah, Corey Crohn's here, 5'11", 185, 44 receptions, 768 yards, 17 yards per catch. You know, that's getting it. Six touchdowns. Really, really solid. I can see that out of them. Defense, 28 yards or 28 points per game. Their linebacker, though, Corbin Moment. Oh, I keep messing that up. 6 foot, 250 pounds, 68 tackles, 14 and a half tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 3 pass deflections. That's really solid for a linebacker. I can see Western Michigan doing exactly what they did last year, 8-5. So what do you got for Eastern Michigan?
Outhouse. That's all I see. As soon as I see it, I see outhouse, my man. I see head coach Chris Creighton, his ninth year at Eastern Michigan. I'm not going to lie. When we were doing the notes, you hopped in and typed this, and I had all I could do to not cry laughing when I hear, in parentheses, must have low standards, because he's going 37-57. I was damn near crying, Jared. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. It was hilarious, dude. I kept looking back. I kept laughing. I couldn't type, dude. I'm like, this guy's nuts. I love it.
37-57 is just not something that I'm happy with. From my head coach.
How does it get to that? Like, how does it get to that? There had to be multiple consecutive years of terrible, terrible records to get to that.
I mean, he went 7-6 overall last year.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
4-4 in conference.
How do you, man? And why? And when I go and look, and I did a little research on him after I saw that, everything I saw and read was, he is the most underwhelming coach in college football. Yet he still keeps his job, which is crazy.
But, I mean, if you want to keep your job as a head coach, you go to a program that has low standards.
I guess so, right? Man. All right, well, like you said, 7-6, 4-4 in the conference. Quarterback Taylor Powell, he's a senior, 6'2", 207 pounds. He threw for 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. He's a transfer from, is that Troy? Is that where he's transferred from, Troy?
Yep.
And then they have a
He was also at Mizzou before that. So he went Mizzou, ooh, Troy, and then here. Ooh. So
see, now I worry about quarterbacks that transfer multiple times in short amount of years. If you can't get on, like you couldn't be the guy at Troy. Why? You know what I'm saying? Why couldn't you be that dude at Troy? So we'll see what happens. I understand Mizzou, that they get a lot of good quarterbacks there, but I don't understand why you couldn't be the guy at Troy. But they got this man. He is like a monster of a human being. Sidy So? Is that his name? Sidy So?
Sidy So.
Sidy So, 6'5", 334 pounds. My golly, that's a big man.
They got two, man.
Wait. And then Brian Dooling is 6'7", 305. Wow. All Mac last year. You could give me the ball. I probably could run behind them guys. That's insane. I mean,
yeah.
There's not much. Obviously, when your coach has been here for 9 years and you're 37-57, but those are your highlight guys. I'm actually excited to kind of catch a game or two of these two guys because they are literally going to stick out like a sore thumb as Giants, and they are just going to be throwing people around.
Yeah, they're both going to be looked at in the draft for sure.
Did you say you wanted to transfer this year? You got eligibility left, dude. Can you play run?
Yeah, bro. Those are monsters.
You could get at least 100 carries behind them fellas.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you got with Ball State?
Last dude. Ball State record 6-7. Mike New is their head coach. I got no idea who the quarterback's going to be. I just really think it's going to be maybe John Paddock. He only threw 26 times last year.
So real quick, I did research when you wrote that. Three websites, including Our Lads, which is a very reputable website for college depth chart, just had him. There is no other quarterback on the depth chart. I don't know what they're doing. So,
yeah. Dude, I don't know either. I mean, the thing is Ball State, you know, we talk about different guys. Remember they used to have the quarterback last name Ball. He used to wear the gloves, you know, it's like one of the first dudes to do that. That's what I think of Ball State, you know, and that's years and years ago. So they haven't really been that great since then. So running back Carson Steele, though, 192 attempts, 891 yards, 6 touchdowns. Not phenomenal, right? He's 6'1", 215. So, I mean, he's got some size to him. So, I really like that. Wide receiver, Jayshon Jackson, 69 reception, 829 yards, 5 touchdowns, 12 yards per catch. Was just below your little, a 13's a baller, you know. So, but kind of goes with Ball State. They're just not really, like, solid. Stack leader, Avion Woodard, only had 5 sacks, he had 32 tackles. But they did bring in a transfer from Michigan State, Kyle King, 6'3", 270 pounds. I think he definitely bolsters that defense overall. But overall, the Mid-American Conference got some few guys. Lou is obviously the one person, the bright, shining person in the Mid-American Conference. And, you know, that's just something quick we got to today. But we do got a little bit something else for y'all. So,
everybody's got rankings, okay? You know, everybody's been putting them out there. I hate to knock people because it's your preference, but I need stats. You know, I need backing. You just throw out some crazy clickbait-type lists and don't expect to get smoke or heat. And Jared will tell you, Coach, I love the smoke. Come give me all the smoke. I want it. But if you put out the smoke, I'm like an Indian, bro. I can see you. I'm coming, all right? So this gentleman – I'm going to throw this up on the screen. Give me 1 second. Bear with me. Is that Matt Farrell? Is that the gentleman? Or is it Mike Farrell?
Is it Matt or Mike Farrell?
If I said it wrong, I apologize, sir. He's got his top 50 quarterbacks. And we're going to just go down this list. We're going to start with don't mind the right side. We're going to go with the first 7. What name on that 7 sticks out to you that shouldn't be there? What name on that 7 do you think?
Hey, I'm perfectly fine with the top 4, bro. Like,
I honestly love the top 4.
You know, I don't mind 5. I don't see how Levis is 6. You know, I know he's your boy, you know, but, you know, now that he's got caught putting mayonnaise in his
Hold up. It's not, he didn't get caught. I don't understand why it's a big deal now. He's already talked about this before. He got put on national television, I guess. He did the mayo and the coffee before. He's came out saying that he ate the banana and the peel. He don't even peel it. He just eats it like it's a cucumber. So, I mean, but if you go, and I posted it on one of the Debbie Royale's members. They put something about it. I think it was Christian. Hellman's put the thing about putting mayo in the coffee 2 years ago from their own website before Levis. So it's a thing. I don't know why it's a thing.
It's a keto thing. So,
okay. All right. So my man's trying to stay healthy. You're knocking him for that?
No, it's just weird.
Okay. I mean, it is weird. But now, so you don't like him at 6. I'm okay with it. He could go down one spot, but he's the consensus. Consensus. Everybody says consensus.
There's plenty of guys outside the top 10 that I could put above him.
But he's the consensus 3 right now in this draft class.
But I don't think he should be.
Well, I'm not going to get into that with you right now. We've done this too many times.
This is our argument. This is legit our argument. So
I know.
And the thing is, I love their coach. You know, I'm a Stoops guy, but I just don't trust him. I'll be honest with you. I like Sam Hartman ahead of both Van Dyke and Levis. And I get that you're not, but you got to understand this kid was a top, 5 quarterback coming out of high school, has done Dude, it's Wake Forest. They're horrible.
Oh, I know. Listen, I got Hartman and Brennan Armstrong in my my college football draft with John Lobb. So I know about him. I'm all about Hartman. But I don't know if he's better than Levis.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's 11 for me. I think it's 11 for you. That throws me for a loop.
I just don't get it.
How is 26 not above 11?
I'm with you 100%.
I don't think AR is. I think he should be right around 11, 10, 11. It's everybody kills me when I say he's not because. Dude, yes, I heard he could throw the ball 76 yards. I heard he could bench press and squat all this. I didn't see a lot of good quarterback play out of him last year. Granted, they threw him into a dogfight. Was it against Georgia last year? Or who was it? They threw him into a game last year that he shouldn't have been in. It was like his first game or whatever. They were unmatched. They had nothing for him to go with. But it was under 500 yards passing last year. I think he ran more yards.
We agree just right next to him. Jerkovich is better than Jefferson, right?
Yo, let me scroll down. Let me put my boy up there. Look at this. 12, 13, 14, 16, 17 should be above 11, in my opinion.
Yo, I'll even give you 20.
I got to put that up for the people. Let me scroll down a little bit more. I don't know where 18's coming from, why he's there. Listen, I can't do it. Now we're
going to. I have no idea. And we talked about this before this. I don't have Clayton Tune in the top 40.
I'm upset with you right now because we both say that Stetson Bennett is not a very good quarterback.
But he's better than Richardson.
KJ?
Than KJ Jefferson. I didn't say better athlete. He's a better quarterback.
Okay, yes, but he's not a better quarterback than what's so on the other side.
There's a lot of guys on the other side. Jake Haener.
Yeah, he's not had a better than year last year. He's not better than Baby Tua.
I agree.
I don't think he's better than Adrian Martinez or Cade McNamara.
I agree. This list is crazy, bro.
Listen. You hate him, but Bo Nix should not be 48.
He hasn't. He was the consensus number two coming out of high school. What has he honestly done?
I'm going to tell you. This is what I don't understand the hate. Where the hate comes from this man, I don't get it. His numbers at Auburn were not bad. Cam Newton. You know, he threw. This is his 3 years at Auburn. Ready? He was 59.4, so right about 60, 7,000 yards, right? 39 touchdowns, 16 picks, and he had a rating of 126. You tell me what's so bad about that. Where's your boy Rattler? You want to compare Rattler to this dude? I guarantee the numbers are close. He's a little bit better with completion percentage.
They ain't close. 10% better in completion percentage.
Well, what's his totals in touchdowns?
And more than that?
Let me see. It should be higher than 48 is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'll give you, he's probably better than Jordan Travis, but.
Your boy Rattler had 40 touchdowns. Okay, but he had 70, 4,500. What did I say homeboy was? It was 60, but I don't know what the yardage was. 7,000. My boy threw for 3,000 more yards.
Look how many more games.
Because your boy couldn't throw the ball deep and got yanked.
He did find that aspect. Average yards per attempt. Let's compare the two. You know, we're at
6.9. Right. I just felt disrespected because Nix was so far down. You're all right. Rattler is a better athlete, better quarterback. I'm being hot take McGee right now. But all I'm saying is Bo Nix is better than what's up.
Dude, there's plenty of dudes on this list.
I know you like King, but he's better than King. He's better than Logan. He's better than Jordan Travis. Is he better than Sean Clifford? I don't know. What has Clifford done, really? You even say, when I say Parker Washington's the top 10 wide receiver, what do you say? Who's throwing him the ball? Right? So,
I'm not a Sean Clifford guy, so I mean.
I would take Bo Nix throwing the ball to Parker Washington and Mitchell Tinsley.
Again, we knew Haynes King was the guy at A&M before he got injured, and we talked about that in the SEC, you know, show. So, I honestly, athletically, I have Haynes King above Bo Nix, personally.
Yes, I agree. As a quarterback.
Again, we had such a small sample size of Haynes King before he got injured, you know, early in the season. I mean, it was like two games in. This dude barely played last, you know.
Yeah.
So. But
what about?
I don't know, man.
23 and 24.
I don't have Spencer Sanders. I'll be honest. I don't have Spencer Sanders at 38. I mean, I don't think he's that good.
No, I don't either. I think Jackson Dart should be higher. I think Jackson Dart's better than Clayton Toon.
I agree. I mean, Cameron Ward is a dog.
I mean,
I got Aiden O'Connell much higher up. I actually kind of like Dylan Gabriel's spot. I'll be honest with you. I think, and you know, I know you're a Brendan Armstrong guy. I'll bet now Dylan Gabriel has better stats than Armstrong this year.
So for you to say that I'm a Brendan Armstrong guy.
Well, you brought that up the other day to me. Did you like it?
So I do like him. I don't have him in my top 10. He's right outside my top 10. It's him and Gabriel right outside my top 10, which you know that. I told you that Gabriel's right outside my top 10.
Yeah.
I have Armstrong outside my top 10 because it's competition he faces. Oh, yeah. All right. He threw for 5,000 yards. He threw for almost 50 touchdowns. The Bailey Zappi threw for 10,000 yards and 900 touchdowns. Would I put him in my top 10? No. You know what I mean? He broke records everywhere. He still ain't cracking my top 15, top 20. So I like Armstrong. I just think the numbers would mean more significance to me if he played in a better conference. You put those numbers up in the SEC, in the Big Ten? Okay, my friend. I'm with you.
I mean, he did have good numbers last year. He had 4,400 yards last year.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. What do you have for touchdowns? 40 touchdowns, if not more?
31 touchdowns.
31?
With 31 and 10 last year. He balled out last year. Let's not get this twisted. And, I mean, he threw the ball 500 times. That's a lot at Virginia.
I think that number put him in a class as, like, top four in college football for something with the amount of yardage and where he was at. It was something, like, close to, like, Lamar Jackson's. Like, I don't know. Something crazy. I saw a stat. Someone ripped into me because I didn't have him in the top 10. They were firing numbers at me. Shout out to whoever it was. So I appreciate the interaction on the Total to Title Twitter. Love it. But yeah, I don't know. I got him right at 11, 12. So like him and Dylan are right there for me.
It's going to be close. And I mean, I'm glad that people have him being drafted in the first two rounds. So it'll be interesting on exactly where that ends up. But I think there's guys we just don't believe in this list. So I don't have Adrian Martinez ahead of half the guys he's in front of. So, no,
I agree. I know. I like Adrian as an athlete. You don't like him as a quarterback. And I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just the thing. I don't get Jake Haener being at 40, bro.
I'm actually pretty surprised that they have McGee so low because all these QB rankings I see, he's in the top 10, which blows my mind, but I don't get it. You know, I've been off Tanner McGee from the jump. So let's take that off. We had a couple other things here. Let me pull up these other lovely.
The other white meat.
This was, so both myself and Jared at first were thrown for a total curveball when we first saw this because I thought it was just rankings. And I believe you did too as well, right?
Yeah.
After we further dove into it, we realized that it was fantasy running back rankings. So what we got here is top 24 fantasy running backs based on last year. They're scoring with 6 points for a touchdown. What was the, let's see here. Let me read it off to the folks. It was a 12-game fantasy season. Points per game scoring is based on 6 points for rushing or receiving touchdowns, 1 point per reception, 0.1 per rush yard or receiving yard. All right. So right off rip, We had your guy, Big Lou, who averaged 28.5 points per game. And I find this crazy that Trevion Henderson was at 2 last year, 23.6.
Tied with, you know, that's point per game, though. I mean, because there's a lot of times where, you know, just.
Yeah, yeah. Bijan was at 25.8. But they fell into that. Was that 28? I'm not sure what this 28 to 31 is. Is that points per game? Or this is the average?
Not, I think that's got to be their average.
I like Rasheen Ali. We had spoke when you gave me your top 10 under the radar running backs, which will be coming out very, very soon in an article format. We'll have that on the website, but we did give you the rankings. I like Ali. I had him. I asked where he was, and you said he was right in the top 15, I believe.
Yeah, right around my top 15, depending on, you know, where it, you know, talking about NFL guys or college, you know, college running backs. He's definitely a top 15 college running back, I think.
All right, and then they had Rasheen Ali at 4. I call him the junior hamster, Deuce Vaughn. He was at 5. My man, Jahmyr Gibbs, at 6. Your man, Brandon Allen, at 7. Our guy, Sean Tucker, at 8.
I just don't know how Sean Tucker's at 8, personally.
I think it's, yeah, I don't know. How. All right, so this is what I don't get. So you look at Brandon Allen, it's a 17.5. How is he higher than Sean Tucker? Gibbs was at 16.6, so like the numbers don't match. I don't know if this is what they're ranking him based on last year's numbers and what they think is going to be this year.
If we're basing this off last year's numbers, then Sean Tucker top 3?
So I think they're going off last year's numbers, and then the top box is where they predict him to be. The bigger number is where they predict him to be this year. That's why they're ranked like that. I understand now. Okay. Making sense. See the big number on the top? That's their prediction for this year. The bottom number is what they had last year.
Bro, so, we said this. I still think Sean Tucker puts those numbers up, bro.
Sean Tucker's going to be top 5 for me.
So.
He and Mitchell? We just did ECU, right? I don't even think he's the starting running back. That's mind-blowing to me that he's number 9 for these gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
That's you know that sleeper when you draft a dude? Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
That's all I'm hearing right there. Zach Charbonnet, I could see him in top 10 all day. We spoke this when we did, you know, breakdowns. How he didn't go to the NFL is crazy to me.
He
better ball the heck out this year to try to get that back. Yeah, Tavion Thomas at 11, Christopher Brooks at 12.
Now, I don't get Brooks at 12.
I don't get Brooks either. I don't think Tavion Thomas should honestly be as high as he is because there's some guys in the second half that I'm going to pull up right now that I think should be higher than them, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, there's like, you know, you're going to see my list eventually, but I got two guys at Appalachian State that are ballers. So, I don't think Christopher Brooks is there.
You're going to blow a gasket. Wow. When I throw up the second one. Hold on. Let me do this. I got to do it right now. All right. Let me take this guy's off. Throw these guys on, right? This guy's here. Let's throw this. I can't. This is a travesty. I don't even. How is this? Jared.
Are we going to talk about my boy at 17?
Are you buckled in, bro? Are you buckled in for 23?
Look at 23. Yeah, I don't get this one at all, bro. I 100% do not get why that ranking is there.
Wow.
I get what he did last year. Wow. Yeah, Tank Bigsby at 23. I mean, let's just pull stats from last year. How is Brooks ahead of Bigsby?
Brooks ahead of Shipley?
How's Brooks in the top 23?
You know what I'm saying? And then,
that's a big jump. 11 to 20 plus at BYU, knowing Jaren Hall is there? Come on, bro. No.
Yeah, brother. How is your guy at 24? He should be above Chris Smith. He should be above Marquise Cooper. I'll give Dwayne McBride. I like McBride. All right. He should be above Marks. Marks could have a good year, though. I like Cameron Peoples. Titus Sween, like 21, 22, 20. Those should be at the bottom. Tank should be in the top 12. Shipley should probably be in. Shipley and Cormier, right? I don't know. Shipley might could have made his way in top 12. I don't know. But I think he's right there. I like Sean Tyler on this list. I like Cameron Peoples. I like, you know, Muhammad. We talked about Muhammad. He's going to be a dog. I don't know if I'd have Cooper or Chris Smith on this list. I love.
Well, you know, we just talked about Cooper too, you know, in this show, because he's a Kent, right?
Yeah. No, he's right there. What it shows is
Yeah. So 16. That's another Western, big jump, dude.
Western Michigan. Yeah. He's at Western Michigan, right?
Yeah, Sean Tyler.
Yeah. I like him. Yep. I'm a fan of him being in there, but I just.
Yeah, dude, I love Cameron Peoples personally. Like, he's on my list for top 10 undervalued running backs for sure.
Yeah, where do you have him ranked on your list? I know we spoke about it a little bit the other day.
So I like Cameron Peoples. I really think that, I mean, the thing is, there's a two-headed monster at Appalachian State. Both running backs are really solid there. I have both, you know, in my top, I'd say at top 25, top 26 player running backs. So, and they're both on the same team. But there's a guy not on this list, and I just spaced on it. The kid from Colorado that we were talking about the other day. Hold on. Let me. Who had 1,400 yards last year. How is he not part of this?
Right now, my friend, I'm sorry to the people at home if I have to make you wait. We just went through so many names.
Because you'd brought up to me, because when I gave you my list, and you're like, hey, why isn't, you know, you brought up to me, because I had space, because he's probably 16th on my list. A college running back, he's like 23 on running back.
Is it Colorado?
Yeah. The kid from Colorado. It's not
Fontenot? Or Deion, or would it be Deion Smith?
Is it Deion Smith? I gotta look it up now.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm over here real quick, right? So I go to NFL Draft Buzz, right? Real quick, pull up their rankings for, you know, top running backs. Okay, where's Kenny McIntosh or Kendall Milton? If we're doing it on Alex, right?
Fontenot is who it is.
Oh, that's what I said first. Fontenot.
Yeah, he's a stud, bro.
If we're going on projections, right? That's what these numbers are here going on. How is Kendall Milton or Kenny McIntosh not on this list at all?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I overall it's a pretty decent list, but there's guys on that aren't on here that we were just that I 100% in my Debbie group. And
where's Chris Rodriguez?
Yeah, Rodriguez should definitely be on this list. And maybe they're worried about the suspension, possibly, you know, because we have talked about that.
All right.
But
what about Chris Tyree from Notre Dame?
Agreed. Another dude. So.
And then who was DeMarcus Bowman at Florida? But I don't think it's going to be him. We spoke about who the other gentleman is going to be. But, I mean, like I said, it's projection, so I don't understand how some of these names aren't on there. It's mind-blowing. Where's Zach Evans?
Zach Evans. It's a phenomenal – I mean, we're going to go projections. Like, we already talked about this, like 1,500 yards out of him in that offense. I mean,
all right. Two more names that this mind – Marshawn Lloyd's not on this list, and John Emery Jr. of Mel Shue is not on this list, and we're going by projections, right? Like, that I find that crazy to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Your boy Travis Dye, he should be on there too.
Dye should 100% be on this list.
But I think it's wild to me. Wild.
I love it. I mean, and maybe you're just worried about him being a certain place, but dude, Dye already played well in the Pac-12. You don't think he ain't gonna be better under Lincoln Riley's offense? Come on, bro. Like,
Marshawn Lloyd's gonna
be a 1,000-yard rusher at SC.
Marshawn Lloyd's got your boy now, a quarterback. He's got a legit quarterback. So, you know what I mean? Defense is going to have to stay true. I'm not just going to put eight in a box. So, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Yo, we're right at an hour. We broke down the MAC. We broke down both of the rankings that we wanted to do. It's still early in the morning. We're just starting the afternoon. I love it. I love it. Jared, what do you want to say to the people before we get up out of here?
Hey, we have a ton of stuff coming out. You know, obviously, not only P2P, but at the T2T Tour for Titles. Check out the website really soon. We have just a crazy amount of articles that are coming out between me, Nino, Sean, everybody else. We honestly, such a great group of guys in general that put out massive amount of content. My guy Nino likes to brag that, you know, he beats PFF every week. So that's my guy. Like, overall, I'm just excited to be here. I'm really excited for the season coming up. You know, we're going to have some live shows where I'm going to be at games. You're going to be at games.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even meet up for a game. So that'll be a good one. So
can't wait. Yeah, I mean, article-wise, these guys are just – it's like Aaron Judge at the plate. They're just knocking out the park. George just dropped that top five coaches. I did my uncut gems, top 10 uncut gems wide receivers. We had – Sean's got 32 teams in 32 days. I think he's on team two. Yesterday was Green Bay. Today's Buffalo, which just dropped. So you can go check that out. Coach had dropped an article for Scott Fishbowl, you know, boomer bust candidates. You can go check that out. You know, so we don't have to tell you. You just click that follow, click that subscribe bell on the YouTube, on the Twitter at Toyota Titles, or go to ToyotaTitles.com. Check out everything right there. We got rankings. I know Boomer's working on some interactive thing in the background with Campy. That'll be huge for you guys in your fantasy outlook at anyone, whether it's redraft, dynasty, IDP, when this drops, man, this could be a game changer for us. So
game changer.
Be on the lookout. And then once again, you go over to the Patreon, man. It's five levels. We talk about it all the time. I'm all about level, you know, five. I want it to be about you guys. So it's personally about you, and we can do your draft breakdown, your team analysis, whatever you guys really want. You can DM us. You can email us. You can pick a guy, and you can just pick his brain. So we appreciate you guys tuning in here on a Monday morning while we broke down the MAC, broke down a little bit of rankings. What do you want to do next week, Jared? You want to dive into a special team next division? Do another one? We got a couple weeks, man, before it gets wild and hectic, you know?
Yeah, we only have five Saturdays till actual college football week. We have less than 4 weeks before first college game happens, week zero. And, you know, we got some crazy stuff that's going to happen. You know, we're talking about our running backs. We talk about quarterbacks. Talk about coaches, top coaches coming out as well. I think we're just going to have to leave it a little surprise for what's coming up. And we'll preview just a day or two prior to, you know, on Twitter, so you guys know exactly what's coming the next day or so.
Like your style, like your moves. So there it is. We'll let you know what's going down. It'll be something special. That's what we do. We like to surprise you. We like to give you all that content. So with that, that way we're going to maybe send it off. You can find us all the time. It's T2T, P2P. Take them to the outhouse.
Take them to the outhouse.